Hello, you guys, and welcome to, I think, episode 5 of the All Points Road Trip podcast. I'm Lacey Lee Elliott, and I'm excited today to be chatting with you because today, today is the first day I am recording a podcast in the RV. And that is the reason I am not 100% sure what number this podcast is. When I was saving the previous podcasts, I didn't number them properly and save them properly. Lesson learned. Lots of learning in this RV lifestyle about the RV, and then obviously learning about GarageBand and podcasts. But I'm excited to be sharing from my bedroom, my new sound studio. And I hope that the quality, I did a test of the sound before I jumped right into recording this full thing. And the audio, I think, sounded pretty good. There's not a lot of open space in here. The sound does feel quite contained. However, I didn't have a proper mic stand. So I am doing this podcast holding the mic, and there might be a little bit more feedback, unfortunately, than there has been in previous episodes because of that. If you have subscribed to my emails, thank you so much. I appreciate it greatly. If you know anything about building a business, building a personal brand, you'll know that likes and subscriptions on your social media channels and YouTube, etc., look really good. It's also a piece of how many people are on your email list. I promise you I'm not going to spam you. Right now, the goal is to send out an email every month, maybe twice a month. And I promise not to sell you anything. No, I take that back. One day, I might want to sell you something. I am still working on my book, How to Confidently Purchase a Brand New Vehicle. But it is still in the rough stage. But at this point, my intention is not to try to sell you anything. I just really want to keep you guys up to date and build my email list so that you do know what is going on every level possible in my life. And the reason I wanted to mention the email, it went out November 1st, and I wish I would have titled it differently. I wish I would have titled it Fear, How to Become Less Fearful, or something like that. I just dated it November 1st, but again, learn. I think the fear title would have been a little catchier. With that being said, that leads me into the topic of my podcast today. And in a nutshell, I want to talk about fear specifically because right now I am, honest to goodness, shitting my pants. I don't know how else to explain the fear and freaking out that I am doing right now. I've been feeling this way, I would say, for about a month, like a couple of weeks, if not close to a month. I'm afraid, and people keep asking me, what are you afraid of? And I am honestly afraid of the unknown. Like, I don't know where I'm going, what I'm doing. I know I am a bit of a control freak. This is also something I've learned dealing with the anxiety, is having control over things makes me feel more powerful. However, realizing that there are a lot of things that happen to us that are out of our control, and really having to let go and kind of feel the fear and do it anyways. I know you guys have probably heard that before. The thing is, fear, I'm realizing from my own experiences and doing some research and having conversations with other people, is an incredibly, like, super powerful emotion. And the part of that that really hit me, that hopefully I'll get a message through to you guys today, is that fear in itself is not actually real. It's an emotion. Fear only exists in our thoughts and in our minds. Now, the danger is a real thing, but the idea of feeling afraid or being fearful, it is something that's in our minds. I'll go over my situation right now and why I'm afraid and give you some tips and tricks and what I've learned that I'm currently putting into work and to practice to overcome this fear of, holy fuck, what did I do? And even bigger picture, like, what am I doing? I made this change 6 months ago, 8 months ago, and it's terrifying. I can't think of another word. Terrifying is perfect. If it wasn't for the assault case with my ex-boyfriend and the RCMP suggesting I sell, I really don't think, no, I wouldn't have. There would have been no reason. I was getting ready to have a brain tumor removed. There was no reason for me to sell my home, pack up my life, and move. I feel like these are one of those moments where, you know, things kind of happen to us that we don't have any control of. Now, yes, I have had this discussion with myself. I could have made the choice to stay. The situation right now with me feeling afraid and going, did I make the right decision? It doesn't matter. That fear actually doesn't matter. Because it's already done. I sold my house. I moved. It is done. That fear of, holy fuck, did I make the wrong choice? When I talk about fear not being a real thing, I mean, that's the reality of it. I made the choice already. So how can I in this present moment be afraid of something that I already did? I am about 6 months, just a little more. I think I'm 6 months and 2 weeks from actually being post-craniotomy. And I am questioning my decisions. I don't know if I shared this with you specifically in an earlier podcast, but when I was actually coming home from the hospital, there were a couple of gentlemen that were scheduled to go in that day and basically had the same surgery. They were having a craniotomy, having a tumor removed, and I was getting ready to go home. And one of the guys said I was being inconsiderate and an idiot, and he said, you should never make major life decisions when you're going through health problems. He said, don't fuck up your life and change your life just because you had a brain tumor. And all I could think was, are you kidding me? When else would I make these crazy choices and decisions in my life? Because to me, it was a bit of a wake-up call. I mean, I was 40. I'm a 40-year-old, healthy, so I thought, person with a brain tumor. I could have died. There's 100 other things that could kill me, but to me, that was a wake-up call. And I was feeling pretty confident and pretty cocky. But the last few weeks or so, I see his face and I hear his words in my head and I'm thinking, did I make the wrong choice? Did I do something stupid? Did I make a mistake? It's already overwhelming to me. In fact, financially, I just did a YouTube video. Financially, it cost me thousands of dollars more than I actually thought it would be. I've had black water spilt all over me while I was trying to set up in the rain, and it was miserable and stinky and gross and cold. And these things that have happened have made me identify and realize that I'm scared. I'm not sure if you guys are familiar with somebody by the name of Tim Ferriss. He's known for a book called The 4-Hour Workweek and The Tools of Titan. I think he's actually written several books. These are two of my favorites that I highly suggest checking out if you are into personal development and growth. I don't know where. Oh, and he also does a podcast under the same name, Tim Ferriss. I'm not sure where I picked up on this piece or this idea. And I do think that he talks about it frequently on his podcast. But he talks about the idea of the difference between being fearless, like not having fear, versus fearing less. And I think that that is the most perfect way to look at overcoming your fears. I believe that as human beings, we have fears in our lives. They're going to be very different. Your fears will be very different than mine. Something that you're afraid of today might be different tomorrow. But for you, they are very real. They are very real. For me, currently, my fears are very real for me. And the idea of being afraid, feeling the fear, and doing it anyways is something that I have learned takes practice. Can you imagine for just a minute if human beings didn't feel fear, if this wasn't an emotion we were capable of? It does make me giggle to just think about human beings running around on the planet with no fears of anything. No, we'd be jumping off cliffs, getting hit by cars, eating poisonous berries. I don't know, the list goes on and on. But having some fear is what keeps us alive. Getting over those fears are going to be what gets us kind of out of our box and into a place where we feel stronger. The first part, I think, is pretty simple. Admitting that you're afraid and asking for help or reaching out. I do know sometimes this is hard. You share your fears with someone and they're like, well, that's stupid. You begin to take that a little personally, hence the story I shared with the gentleman in the hospital as well. But I think sometimes those comments and remarks can actually be something that can be helpful. If you have a therapist that you talk to or a really good friend, don't be afraid to let them know that you're feeling that way and see what they have to say. Because if your best friend is like, dude, that's fucking stupid, why are you afraid of that? Have that conversation to expand on that, because they might just be right that it is kind of stupid and you don't have a reason to be afraid of it. Now, I have suffered from anxiety. And a big piece that I have learned is that anxiety comes from freaking out about what if, what if, what if. So this piece of managing my fears was kind of interesting how well it's worked for me. The idea is that you imagine the worst case scenario. You literally go, okay, so what? If that happens, so what? And I thought that that would overstimulate and increase my anxiety of consciously asking those questions. But it had the reverse effect for me. Sitting down, writing, I do love to write. The other option would be talking this out. But writing these points down made me feel more in control of the thoughts I was having. And as most of you know, if you've experienced anxiety, that's the kicker, is that the anxiety takes over. The anxiety becomes what's in control versus you and your mind. For example, with my current situation and thinking about, well, what if? What's the worst case scenario? Well, what if I hate it? What if I move into this RV and I fucking hate it? Well, I can always sell it, or I can park it in storage and I can go back to sticks and bricks. Now, with that option, one of the other reasons for buying the RV was because the housing market here is so terrible. So what if I hate the RV and I want to sell it and go back to a sticks and bricks kind of building? But now that I spent the $30,000 on this RV and, you know, changed my life, like, what if I really can't afford to buy anything now? well, sorry, Mom, but maybe I'll come move in with you. I'll go move in with friends. I'll get a roommate. I'll find something that is more affordable for me to rent. I can do this until I'm blue in the face about my fears. And what I realize is every, you know, quote unquote, worst case scenario of what if is something that I can handle. It's something that I can manage if it does happen. And even as I wrote these things down and share it publicly on this podcast, they kind of seem stupid. The more I walk through it, they kind of seem like, this doesn't make sense. I mean, yeah, I'll just sell it. Why am I so worried about being in the RV when I can just come back and sell it and go back to the life I used to have? The thing is, the fears feel real to us, right? I mean, you guys know what it's like. You know what it's like to be afraid and have someone say that that's ridiculous. You don't have to be afraid of that, because it is something that we physically fear. But the problem is, because this takes over such a big piece of our thoughts and our feelings, it quite often stops us. It stops us from taking chances, doing something different, going outside of our box. And in doing so, we then get a little sad or depressed because we are not doing the things that we potentially want to do. We all have ideas. We all have ideas and dreams. And fear is usually the number one reason that people don't follow their dreams or don't take action. In fact, I found a recent study, though, that says that 85% of people's fears never happen. So 85% of what you're worried about isn't going to happen anyway. The idea of feeling the fear and doing it anyway is something that I strongly believe. And being a human being, living on this planet, fear is a very common thing that happens in our life, and I don't want to downplay it. But I know if you've ever been in one of those situations where you're wanting to do something, you're dreaming and feeling like there's something else you want to do in your life, and some kind of a fear will hold you back. Maybe it's something small, like, what will other people think about me? Maybe it's something big, like, what if I die? Both of these are very real possibilities. But if you take a step back, take a deep breath, and really think about, okay, how would I handle that? The fear becomes a little bit more manageable. The fear becomes a little bit easier to tackle. And what I can tell you firsthand is being able to fear less is something that takes practice. It is something that is almost like a muscle that you need to strengthen. And what I would suggest is look at some of the small things in your life that you're afraid of tackling or doing for whatever reason, and just do it. Tackling these small fears eventually means you're going to feel comfortable and safe tackling fears that are a little bigger, a little bit more overwhelming. Don't think about being fearless. Humans have this emotion for a reason. Feeling fear, having that thought in your head and that feeling in your body, is normal and it's okay. Don't let it become so consuming that it stops you from living your life and doing the things that you want to do. Take a deep breath and focus, instead of being fearless, focus your energy into just fearing a little bit less. This is another thing, you guys, that isn't necessarily easy. Once you put it into practice, it is something that takes a little bit of work. And I promise you, based on my own experiences and the fact that I'm sitting here in my RV freaking out with this microphone, the more you practice fearing less, really and truly, the easier it gets. That is it for today, you guys. I would love to get some emails and comments on these new podcasts. Everyone has been really supportive and great on social media and emailing my blog, but I would really love to hear some feedback if you guys are liking these podcasts, not liking these podcasts, how they can be better. The feedback would be greatly appreciated. And again, I said this at the beginning, it would really help me out as someone who's trying to build a brand and really trying to build that following to subscribe to my podcast, sign up for my emails and my newsletters, and reach out to me on different areas of social media. It would really, really mean a lot to me. I'm grateful that this turned out okay today and super excited to record more podcasts sitting here in my trailer in Freya and giving you guys more updates on what's going on in my life. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, the rest of your week, and just remember, overcoming one small little bit of fear will definitely make things easier. It doesn't matter what you choose or where you go. The key is you just need to take a small step, take action, and go.